ipinahayag ng mga tagasuring Australiano ang isang matagumpay na pagsubok sa paggagamot ng melanoma na nagpataas ng bagong pag-asa para sa mga may sakit na kanser sa balat. Sa kabila ng progreso, nagpapatuloy magpaalaala ang Cancer Council sa mga Australiano na ang pag-iwas ay mas mahalaga kaysa sa paggagamot. Sa ating wika, narito ang ulat ni Lori Lawira. 3 taon pagkatapos masuring may melanoma, nakakakita ngayon si Michael Armstrong ng mas magandang kinabukasan.
Well, let's hope it holds a lot more years of good health. There is no indication of any active disease at the moment. My prognosis is now much better than it was. Still work, and I see a very positive outcome.
Ang 66 na taong ama ng 3 anak ay naging bahagi ng matagumpay na pagsusuri na pinamunuan ng Australian Melanoma Institute na pumipigil sa pagkalat ng cancer cells sa ibang bahagi ng katawan. Sinabi niya na ito ay isang napakahirap na panahon bagamat hindi siya nagreklamo.
Well, mainly tiredness, the challenge of actually having treatment on such a constant basis and with such frequency. The challenge of all the tests, all the scans, all the follow-up, they're the main challenges. But, you know, I wasn't really frightened at all or just a matter of dealing with it.
Sa isa pang pagsubok, binibigyan ng isang pildora sa araw-araw ang guro sa kasaysayan, Rene Aslanis, na pumipigil sa particular na gene upang lumago at kumalat sa ibang bahagi ng katawan.
I was diagnosed with stage 3 melanoma in 2003, and after the shock and the horror and the initial operation to remove the tumor, and then it was a decision, a monumental decision, as to what form of treatment I should follow. It was either wait and see, radiation therapy, or to become involved in a clinical trial. And after much thought, I decided to go with the clinical trial, and I'm so glad that I did. I'm alive, I'm grateful, I'm looking forward to this part of my life and just see what unfolds as life begins.
Ang hilig sa araw ng mga Australiano ay may nakakamatay na resulta na kung saan isang tao ang namamatay dahil sa melanoma bawat 5 oras. Si Professor Georgina Long ang kasamang direktor ng Melanoma Institute Australia at autor ng pag-aaral. Sinabi niya na ang tagumpay ng pagsubok ay makasaysayan.
Up until now, we had practically no treatments other than surgery or some radiotherapy, local treatments for high-risk early-stage melanoma that we knew in the near majority of patients would spread around the body.
Maaaring binago ng pagsubok ang paraang iniisip ng mga profesional na manggagamot tungkol sa mataas na panganib na nauuwi sa melanoma. Ipinaliwanag ni Dr. Saxon Smith ng Australian Medical Association kung bakit.
It's a strong result of positive news for these patients who would otherwise have a direct death sentence around the severity of their metastatic spreading melanomas. We know with clinical trials, things continue to improve. As we get to understand these medications in what patients they work best for, but also what combination of medications get the best results for patients. But we still know that Australia has the highest rate of melanoma going around in the world. And so we have to be vigilant, as every Australian should be, on a daily basis and yearly basis. So looking out for that, you know, ugly duckling, that changed mole, or that new spot that stands out from the crowd, and seeking the doctor's help and advice to pick up things early and small before they get to this advanced or spread stage.
Inulit naman ng punong ehekutibo ng Cancer Council, Sancha Aranda, ang mensahe.
The most important thing they can do is sun protection. With the Australian summer about to start, not to forget to slip, slop, slap, seek, slide as they begin to enjoy the Australian summer.
Ito ang Radio SBS sa wikang Filipino.